Episode 152, Marvel Gets Back 3 Characters, and Other News.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DeVoto, and we are back again for news.
For news. So, yeah, we just recorded an Iron Man 3 movie review. So if you're interested in hearing the spoiler-filled review, check it out, past episode 151. But be warned, we hated it.
Yeah.
Which is really unusual compared to almost everyone else that are reviewing this movie.
I just thought of one question I want to ask you that I didn't ask you on the review.
Okay.
So this is the first independent movie outside of the Avengers that has been made since Joss Whedon was essentially made godfather of the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good sign, is it?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's interesting because...
That's not really a question, I guess, but your thoughts?
The sad part about it is, and maybe this is just marketing, but he said he was blown away by it and he's going to have... I can't remember his exact wording, but basically it's going to be tough to beat that with Avengers 2 because he thought so highly of Iron Man 3.
That's not a good sign.
Unless it's just all he has to say that because he wants his movie to do well or because he's working for Marvel.
It's depressing to me because, like, I mean, I pound home this philosophy that movies should be about depth and story. And part of where I learned that from is Joss Whedon. I mean, he when you go back to interviews of him with his storytelling philosophy when he was doing Firefly, yeah. Buffy, Angel, Dollhouse, all these great series, and he had this standard, why are we telling this story?
Mm-hmm.
That every time you tell a story, there has to be a reason you're telling it. It can't just be to blow crap up.
Yeah.
There has to be actual depth behind what they're doing. And a lot of what I preach here on the Sci-Fi Christian is derived from his storytelling philosophy, and he's now betraying it.
So what do you say? I mean, if he thought this was good, how bad is Avengers 2 going to be?
Oh, I think it's. I mean, he's obviously a more talented at this type of thing because, I mean, Avengers had, I had similar issues, but at least it was an entertaining movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's probably going to be an entertaining movie, Avengers 2, but I don't have any hope that it's going to be any deeper than what we've seen so far. Joss Whedon has, for the sake of being a fanboy, completely betrayed his set of principles that made him famous in the first place.
Wow. I hope he's listening to this. Joss, we want you on the show. We're not going to make you answer for your crimes, but we just want to talk it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'd be like the first ones to give him a tough interview since he took over the Avengers.
Would you actually do it?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be tough on him?
I would.
Would you say what you just said?
I would. Right. I mean, I would say it softer than that, but I would ask him the question. If Joss Whedon was on the line right now, I would bring up that quote I'd go find the specific wording, but that you always have to have a reason. Why are you telling this story? And I would ask him how he can justify the Avengers in light of that philosophy.
All right, Joss.
Because I don't think you can.
If I somehow manage to get you to listen to this, email us at feedback@thescifichristian.com. And we'll set up some sort of, it doesn't have to be a full interview if you don't have time. I understand you're writing.
That's
Avengers
the only question too. I need answered.
Okay, good. We'll just keep it one question. So yeah. You could even email us back if you don't want to be on the show.
Simple email. I can't. Hit send.
What?
The question was, how can you justify Avengers in light of that philosophy? His response would have to be, I can't.
Oh my gosh.
You can't. It's indefensible.
Wow. So I don't know where to go from there. Should we just get to the main topic?
Sure.
Oh, we didn't do any house cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
I'm the worst. So.
Oh, I have a little housekeeping, Matt. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
And I have half your birthday present here.
Oh,
you got me. The other half has not arrived yet.
So you got me something.
I got you two things, and only one of them is here.
So my birthday was yesterday.
So I'm going to dig into my
Did you
here.
Facebook me, or?
I don't do Facebook
Did you
birthdays.
Text me?
No.
Did you wish me happy birthday yesterday?
In my heart.
Well, at least you got my present. That's more than most people did.
Okay. Now, Matt.
Okay.
I have a book for you here,
okay.
Which is not a good sign because...
I read.
I know, but it's, you know, it would seem like, oh, no, another book I have
no,
to get
No, I
through.
Love
now,
books.
This is actually right up your alley because you do love books.
Uh-huh.
But books take a lot of time.
Oh, no. What is this?
And you don't have a lot of time to get through them. So I have got you a book called...
Oh, the Five Minute Iliad and Other Instant Classics.
Yes.
Great books for the short attention span. So what am I holding in my hand?
It's about, there's a variety, if you look at the table of contents, there's a variety of like 15, 20 different classic books from Homer all the way up to Hemingway. And there are basically 10-page renditions of the book.
Of the whole thing.
Of the whole thing.
Wow, so I've got Dante's Inferno, I've got Paradise Lost. I've been wanting to read some of these.
Yeah.
This is great.
I think after every chapter, you should probably just make an entry in Goodreads for that particular book.
Do you think that will count?
I don't see why not.
That's amazing.
I mean, I felt compelled to get you something Iliad-related after our conversation last week.
This is a great gift.
It is a great gift.
Ben is right.
Ben is right.
All right. I'll check this out. Honestly, I probably won't read most of these books in like the full, so I think I will put them on Goodreads because I gave myself a goal this year to read, I think, 40 books.
Well, there you go. You got like 20 of them right there.
Right there. Perfect. Well, thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Good job.
And maybe next week we'll get to celebrate birthday part two.
Wow.
If part two shows up.
I can't wait. This is great. Yeah. Well, speaking about things related to me, I'm getting married.
Because I wanted to get your, like, that gift was a bit of a slap in the face gift.
It's not a slap in the face.
I'm glad you don't take it that way, because I didn't intend it that way.
I think it's
true. But I realized it could be thought of that way, so I wanted to get you a one funny gift and one serious gift.
I understand more than anybody how slow I am at reading. And there are some great books in here. I mean, maybe I'll start with Iliad.
Well, it's the first one.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. This is great, and I love Goodreads. Yeah. And so it'll make me feel like I'm accomplishing something.
People are going to be so impressed if they haven't listened to this show. And it's, whoa,
what?
Not only is Matt flying through books, but, I don't know, he got through Sense and Sensibility in a day.
And when I'm done with this book, I can actually list this book on Goodreads.
You can.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
I'm going to start this tonight.
That's great.
What if maybe tomorrow you'll see a review from me on...
Well, on the Iliad. I've been rereading the Iliad, as I said, and I'm not done yet, so you're going to beat me through it.
Well... It looks like there's an introduction to get through and a history of Western civilization before I can get to page 19.
You could probably skip those.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, good. No, this is a good book. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Getting married this summer, as you know.
Congratulations.
People have been sending me marriage advice.
Oh,
so
great.
I just asked them to keep on sending it. Is it
PG or can we not read it?
It's for the show.
Okay.
So we should put a date on the calendar in June to just get this happening. So you pretty much have until the end of May to send me marriage advice. And... people were also sending us their top 20 list of their favorite sci-fi shows so we could put them all together and get their top 100.
The algorithm.
We gave them until the end of April, so people came through. I got a bunch of them.
I still got to do mine.
You're okay. You're a host.
Yeah.
I got a bunch at the end of the month. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I forgot, I'll probably accept it. But for real, the date is coming up soon where I have to start to put this together.
Yeah.
So... if you're listening to this and you think you want to do it, just do it as you're listening. Just stop right now.
Now, the hosts get a dispensation, but do hosts in our network get a dispensation? Like, if Colby is listening, can he still send his in?
Because
he is part of the Sci-Fi Christian Network still.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about it
on the show, on the Iron Man review. You guys really hit it off at this is not show related. I mean, I'm not like pretending because sometimes we play characters. There was a part of me that did not want you guys to be at the same movie. I'm fair. I'm not going to invite one of you and not the other. And so...
Well, and we know who would get the invite.
And so I was like, how is this going to... I thought you would just be fighting. I thought I was going to have to put Daniel between you two. But you went out of your way to be kind to him. So
I was really kind.
So, audience...
I was really...
It sounds like Ben is being like sarcastic, but he was actually nice on this night. And we got some pictures to prove it of Ben hugging Kobe upon entering. Kobe sat very near Ben.
I actually accidentally deleted that one, so it might need to be re-uploaded.
Oh, on the Sci-Fi Christian?
I was trying to detag myself because I didn't think I needed that in my feed, and I accidentally deleted it. But you can re-upload it.
That sucks, though, because we lost some of the comments on it.
I know.
Okay. Well, you can look on Facebook either at our...
but he was sitting on my lap.
Yeah, at the Sci-Fi Christian, or maybe I'll post a personal
album. A little touching.
Not that much touching. Just sitting on your lap in a very nice... Well,
it was platonic.
It was like Santa Claus-ish. I think we even had like a...
what do you want for Christmas, little boy? Was Daniel's caption.
So Daniel put up that. So watch for that on Facebook if you're one of our Facebook followers, or you can go like us. Just find us, The Sci-Fi Christian, on Facebook. So.
Yeah, but for everybody who's been like, Ben's so mean to little what's-his-name, no, we're good friends, and you can see that.
One of my favorite parts of the Iron Man 3 movie review video, because we had the last episode, which was audio review, and then we also did a live video review right afterwards, is when you were calling him the wrong name, and he's like, who's that? What?
I said, you were asking our favorite parts of the movie, and I said my favorite part of the movie was getting to sit next to Covey here, and he goes, wait, what? That was pretty awesome.
All right. Okay, so that's everything that's happening. We have a ton of Marvel news, and...
I have 4 items of news total.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of them. All my news is
Which
basically...
Which is good, because we got to read Noah's email this week.
Oh my gosh, and it's long. You're in charge of that. Because you...
Crap, I got to find it.
You promised. Okay, let's go to this.
It's time for sci-fi news.
Sometimes I like to just bomb that.
I like it. Yeah, I don't want to be always talking about superheroes, even though I do like that topic. But when we're looking at sci-fi news of the week, so often it is this. So I think even though it mostly surrounds around Marvel, if it's let's next week try not to make it about Marvel or Star Wars. And,
okay.
Because I liked, like 1 week you had one about Dan Simmons, a novel coming out. That was interesting. Or a show. Yeah. Unless it's something huge. Next week, we'll try to do something a little bit more off the beaten path.
Oh, we could have done Ben and Kobe get along.
Yeah,
and other news.
So, okay, tons of Marvel news. You actually said at the top of the show, 3 characters are returning to Marvel. Who are they?
Ghost Rider, Blade, and Punisher.
So when you say returning to Marvel, what do you mean?
Well, Marvel hasn't had the movie rights to these, much like they didn't for Daredevil, much like they don't for Spider-Man. And so now these could, theoretically, though not necessarily, become part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Well, they would get their own shallow and crappy movies right alongside the likes of Iron Man and Thor.
Wow. All right. Well, in other Marvel news, Joss Whedon gave a hint that there was going to be a brother-sister combo in Avengers 2. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, Scarlet Witch and...
Quicksilver.
Pumpernickel. Or, yeah, Quicksilver.
Pumpernickel? What does that mean? So, yeah, this is interesting because these are mutants. They're part of the X-Men universe besides the Avengers universe. They're the son and daughter of Magneto.
Yeah.
So they can't mention their heritage.
Didn't we cover this news last week?
Did we?
I'm pretty sure we did.
Oh, oopsie-daisy. Well, there it is. It is interesting, though.
Double covered.
They won't be able to mention their heritage because they can't mention the word Magneto in Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, so... eventually, all these characters will return to Marvel, though.
Well, that's what I want.
I don't.
Well, you don't like the direction First Class sequel is going.
No, but I love First Class. At least there's a decent movie out there being produced with Marvel characters.
Okay. Kevin Feige, who is, you know, the overlord of all Marvel movies.
Yeah.
We've already heard this. Doctor Strange is coming out, but he said that that's next up. So it's coming.
Doctor Strange is gay?
It's what? Not
he's,
coming out.
Oh,
coming
out. Oh, he's coming out.
No, he's not coming out.
It's not coming out.
The movie is going to be coming out.
He's being released.
Yeah.
So that just totally changed my perception of the character.
So Doctor Strange is going to be the next movie after Ant-Man.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I'm not interested.
I'm not interested either.
I'm sure we'll see it and do a review about how horrible it is.
Robert Downey Jr., I think we might have mentioned this last week. He's close to being done on his Marvel movies. Listen to what he's doing soon. Ben Stiller is in talks to direct Robert Downey Jr. in Pinocchio.
Huh. That's a career turn.
It is. I mean, he goes from bringing in $15.6 million on opening night for Iron Man 3, and then he's going to do Pinocchio
is
directed.
Is he going to be Pinocchio?
Or maybe he'll be Geppetto.
That would make more sense.
That just came to me.
Hopefully he's not getting the title role, because that'd be screwed up.
You know, I kind of feel like we didn't give proper credit to the top news of the day. So let me just ask you, for it or against it, Punisher.
For or against what? The character existing?
Yeah, like for the character and the possibility of a good movie. Let's assume the movie will be good.
Oh, against it.
Blade.
For it.
Vampire Hunter.
For it.
And Ghost Rider.
Against it.
Okay. Well, and you already said last week, Daredevil, for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm totally against Ghost Rider for Blade, because I like Buffy now.
Yeah.
And Punisher, I never really loved that character. So,
though what's interesting is that Punisher sometimes shows up as a villain in the Daredevil universe. So you could...
Oh, I would like that.
That would be cool, to have a Daredevil movie with Punisher.
What if they do Daredevil versus Punisher?
Yeah.
Oh, I had an off-air theory that I think I shared with you, but maybe no one else on the air, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so Iron Man 4 is an obvious potential,
yeah,
even though it doesn't look like it's going to be a part of Phase 3. So here's where I think they could go, because they'll probably have to get a different actor to play Iron Man by that point.
Yes.
And I've already said on the show, I don't think Hulk should get his own movie, but we've now seen this relationship between Bruce Banner and Tony Stark. What if the next movie is not Iron Man 4, but Iron Man Hulk team up?
That'd be all right.
I would like it if it was Robert Downey Jr. I'm worried that they're not going to be able to replace Iron Man with an actor that is as witty.
Oh, yeah. I think whoever they get to replace him is going to have impossible shoes to fill. And that was one of my news notes of the day, is that Iron Man, Kevin Feige has said, will definitely be in Avengers 2, but not necessarily Robert Downey Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So whether or not Robert Downey Jr. comes back, the plan is to have Iron Man in Avengers 2. So we could see a new actor in the role as soon as that. Now, my guess is they're going to add a couple zeros to the end of Robert Downey Jr.'s check.
I feel like Avengers 2 will be his send-off.
That would be my guess, too.
Even if they maybe fake kill him.
But...
Oh, that would be good. They should kill Iron Man.
What about...
In Avengers 2. Sci-Fi Christian prediction. You heard it here first. Iron Man will die in Avengers, but he'll probably eventually come back. But we'll leave that movie thinking Iron Man is dead.
Okay, spoiler alert for the next couple minutes for Iron Man 3.
Oh, man. Really?
What about the ending?
Okay, so obviously if you haven't seen the movie, don't listen for maybe a minute or two.
Yeah.
What ending are you talking about?
He's not Iron Man anymore.
Oh, we didn't talk about that on...
Which is dumb. But
okay, we didn't talk about that on the review, but I do want to say something. I left the movie wondering, why was he able to get the shrapnel out on the third movie when he couldn't in the first movie? Did you figure it out since we last talked about it?
People commented with it. It was still dumb that it was so quick like that. It was
The comments are that he used a strain of the extremis to heal himself quickly so he could get it out. But that's still...
kind of dumb.
They didn't really explain that very well.
No.
Okay, so then what you're saying, he's not Iron Man, but I thought about that also, but think about this. We saw Gwyneth Paltrow in the suit. We saw Don Cheadle in the suit. You don't have to have that thing in your chest to be Iron Man.
Okay, I can buy that. I think you're probably right. That'll be his big send-off. I don't know if they'll kill him or not, but...
They're killing Iron Man. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Wow.
Joss Whedon does like to kill characters.
That would be great. Like, I'd like to see it in a way... Oh,
there's no way Marvel will let him do that, though.
Well, but wait. What if they kill him in a way where it's like he could possibly come back, but...
Because that's the way that Joss Whedon's doing it so far in this universe. We're going to get Agent Coulson back. Mm-hmm. Completely destroy the one emotional element that had any depth from that movie.
All right, let's... If you stop listening and you're kind of listening now wondering, can I listen again? Yes.
You can listen again.
So hopefully you've now caught up. You can listen again.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hello, everybody. All right. I honestly don't have that much more news. I do have maybe... Oh, wait. Oh, I just found some hidden news.
Hidden news?
Look at this.
We have. Do you want to play Daniel's voicemail?
On a whole different page. Yeah, do that, and then I'll get this hidden news ready.
Okay, I got to get Daniel's voice.
Well, while you're doing that, while you're loading that up, listen to this. They've released the tentative title for the next Die Hard, which will be the sixth movie. Have you heard?
Oh, yeah. Die Hardest.
Die Hardest. Okay, you can take that.
Against it. Here's Daniel.
Hey, why don't you guys ever use my stories as the last story of the day? I mean, really. I mean, I've got stories about living life too, guys. I'm part of the game team.
We could today.
So here, I got a story for you.
Uh-oh.
Last week... I had to go out and about and go shopping by myself because I needed a sports coat for work. Because my old sports coat was getting a little ragged. Really not a job I look forward to. But hey, gotta do what you gotta do. I gotta make the money to pay the bills. So there I am, out shopping. I got my shorts on, my baseball cap, and my Aquaman t-shirt. So I walk into a men's store... And one clerk looks at me and he says, "Oh, yeah, cool, Aquaman." I said, "You know it, buddy." Then I walked in and the other one said, "Hey, you need some help with something?" And I said something, I don't even remember what, but something like being uncomfortable or not typically doing this. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, I don't think Arthur Curry would be upset with that." And I thought to myself, "Hey, you know Aquaman's land-based name. You know Arthur Curry. I want to buy a sports jacket from you." So then I slid into a few jackets, found one I liked, looked at the price tag, and then politely dismissed myself from the store because I like my money. So, sadly, that part of the story ends in a bad way, because, no sports jacket. The poor guy, you Arthur Curry, but yet no sports jacket. Later, when I was waiting in line to actually pay for a sports jacket, another guy said to me, hey, cool, Aquaman, where can I get that shirt? I said, man, you can't get that shirt. I've owned this shirt since before Aquaman was cool. We chuckled and laughed and talked about Aquaman. Then we both went our separate ways. Moral of the story, buddies, there's a little bit of an Aquaman fan out there everywhere you go.
Wow.
Yeah, wear your shirt loud, yeah. Wear it proud, and when you say, hey, Aquaman, you say, you know it. You know it. Peace out later, bye.
Sorry, Daniel. We should have kept that for story time, but that was a very good story.
Yeah. Daniel, the problem is that I don't listen to your messages beforehand because I'm usually in school and stuff.
But not just that. We like to respond live.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would love to have a story time next week, Daniel. So start thinking of one.
But you've got to let us know.
Yeah, warn us.
Email us, text Matt. Let us know which voicemail it is.
Okay, I think his next one then is Casting News, because he did tell me that. So let's save that for a slew of Casting News. This is what I've got left, Ben, and I'll let you control the rest of the show.
Okay.
I've got Take That Science.
Yeah.
I've got one piece of Dark Tower news.
Okay.
I've got about three pieces of Star Wars news all lumped together, and slew of Casting News. So that those four pieces, you can choose. What do you want first?
Let's save the Dark Tower one for last news of the day, because I assume that's talking a little bit about Netflix, and I have a tie-in for that that can also be last news.
Well, I actually did have a last news of the day. I was going to surprise you. So I'll do that right now.
Okay.
Did you? So, you know, Superman, Man of Steel is coming out real soon. Did you know that the main actor, Henry Cavill, almost didn't pick up the phone when he was being called and offered the movie?
No, I didn't know that.
Listen to this.
I assume they'd call back.
Listen to this. He received a call from director Zack Snyder, but it was at a very important, inopportune time. This is a quote from him. I saw it was him calling, but the thing is, you can't save World of Warcraft. You can't pause it. It's live. So
that's kind of awesome.
Almost didn't take the call
because
he was playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, that goes to a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
Ethics of RPGs almost cost you millions of dollars.
In other news, that World of Warcraft isn't the only game he's interested in. I've been playing a lot of single-player games like Skyrim. Goodness, that's a great game.
It is a good game. I've played Skyrim.
That's a quote from him. I didn't say that.
I know.
He said, goodness, that's a great game.
Goodness.
Goodness. So, yeah. All right. So Henry Cavill almost screwed up. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, they would have called back.
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker.
Next on the list.
All right.
Henry, call me in 15 minutes if you want the role. Otherwise, it's gone. It's going to Nick Cage.
Oh, that's bad. All right, Ben, you want Take That Science last, or you want Slew of Casting News, or do you want Star Wars?
Let's split up Take That Science and Slew of Casting News of Star Wars. Let's go Take That Science.
Take That Science.
Well, guess what was just released, Ben?
The moon?
No. Oh. Government regulations from 1959 for Yeti hunting.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks like they're not worried about this getting onto public now. Since
I guess were right.
Yeah, they've established that there may not be Yetis at this point. But back in 1959, they weren't so sure. So in a memo issued on November 30th, 1959, the embassy listed three specific regulations for Yeti searches in the region. I'm talking about... let's see.
You're talking about Yetis.
No, I think we're talking about Nepal here. Yep, Nepal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The three regulations were as follows. Indian currency will have to be paid to His Majesty's government of Nepal for a permit to carry out an expedition in search of Yeti.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number two, in case Yeti is traced, it can be photographed or caught alive, but it must not be killed or shot at except in an emergency arising out of self-defense. All photographs taken of the animal, the creature itself, if captured alive or dead, must be surrendered to the government of Nepal at the earliest time. Okay. You know, I just realized this is not an American memo. This is a Napoleon memo. Number three.
Like, America's really generous to Nepal.
Number three. News and reports throwing light on the actual existence of the creature must be submitted to the government of Nepal as soon as they are available and must not in any way be given out to the press or reporters for publicity without the permission of the government of Nepal.
Wait, so has Nepal been covering up the existence of the Yeti? That's certainly what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. So,
wow.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Screw you, Nepal.
No. We take that back.
No, we don't take that back.
Don't
suppress Yeti news.
So go back and listen to episode 12 if you want to hear our take on Yeti.
And we had a guest on that episode.
I can't time loop it this month because I know...
Don't time loop. That was a bad episode.
No, we have to because that's Kobe's first appearance.
That was
a
bad episode.
Do you know what I'm going to time loop this this
year? I think we talked about your dragon theory in that one as well. Yeah.
This month, we're going to be time looping the comics continuity...
Conundrum,
thank you. Which is was guest hosted by Dave Johnson, and the reason is because we have a big event coming up. So I don't think I've talked about this too much on the show. I think there's a commercial to play, so maybe I'll get that on the next episode. But a bunch of geeky Christian podcasts are teaming up, and this was really
our network.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's kind of our network. Like
I think we could probably claim it.
One of our hosts, Ben Avery from Strangers and Aliens, he kind of spearheaded this whole campaign. So he got together a bunch of podcasts. We're gonna have a theme week. And the theme is Podcasters Assemble.
So the Sci-Fi Christian Network, all the different podcasts in it are going to be putting on their own superhero shows.
Correct. And so we have a bunch of awesome shows. We're going to be talking about, like, let's just spoil some of the things we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be talking about what's in the Batcave. I've been promising this episode for years. It's happening in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at what kind of things are in the Batcave and why. Like the giant penny. Why is that there? There's a dinosaur. I don't know. We'll find out.
Why does Batman keep a pair of women's underwear around?
We'll find out. There's also the comics conundrum. I thought that'd be good to take a look at the continuity and what's going on there. So I'll flash back to that. This other one we might not do, but we've been talking about doing not just like top five favorite superhero movies, but top 10. And we have to actually rank them out. So like we can't say the Dark Knight trilogy as like number one. Like you have to pick what's the best.
Yeah,
I like that idea, but I haven't seen all of the available movies. So did you get that list I emailed you?
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch all those.
No, I'm not either.
A lot of them look like they suck.
So maybe we'll just have to base it on what we viewed.
Yeah, I mean anything before the year 2000 basically sucks.
Maybe we should. Oh, this is an interesting idea. What if we say top 10 comic movies since 2000?
Yeah,
that'd be a lot easier because then we wouldn't have to worry about watching all the Superman movies.
I'm not ever going to watch those. The first one was so horrible.
I'm going to see if I can... I'm going to see if I can watch those movies before Man of Steel, because I still have not seen all four of them.
Oh.
I've seen maybe most of 1 and 2, and I don't think I've seen any of 3 and 4.
You know, rewatch 1 and tell me I'm wrong.
I know you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it. I've seen part of it recently. Yeah. Okay, so watch for that, and then I think it's... I hope it's not this week.
Oh, whoops.
Here, do a piece of news while I go look and see what date the dates are.
Oh, well, I only have casting news.
I just need you to talk well and not wait for me to respond because I have to find out if we're missing the
podcast. We're missing it, it's okay. Everything works out in the end. Well, I'll go ahead and give my casting news and then we'll get the music in a minute. But much to the surprise of everyone in the movie industry, Michael Caine has been cast in
Interstellar. Slew of casting news.
I know. I said we'll get the music in a minute.
Oh, come on.
I didn't have anything else to say.
I can
play Ben is Right a couple times. That's
no, I've got. I'm all right. Let's just play Slew of Casting News. Then we'll have to save.
Here. We'll play Slew of Casting News. I'll play Daniel's voicemail.
It's all right. I already found it. The dates are next week, so we're good.
Oh my, we gotta get on that.
Yeah. We'll do it next week. I know what we're gonna do. Batman.
Okay. And you recorded a two-hour monster episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be really boring to listen to.
No, don't say that. Daniel did an amazing job. He read, so as you may remember.
I know. This is not a knock against Daniel at all. Daniel's a great podcaster. All I'm saying is that going through all 52 episodes of DC's New 52.
Now you're spoiling it. Let me say what it is. So back a couple years ago, DC Comics rebooted, and they started all of their comics back at number one. So all 52 issues, all 52 titles ended up having, of course, trades and hardcovers that were released. So which they contained about 6 comics per hardcover. And Daniel went through and read all 52 of the volume ones. And so we're going to look at all 52 of the original New 52 titles.
And you did this over the course of 2 hours?
More than that. I mean, because we actually had to pause and come back, and it was a long show.
Cubby was sitting there with, and this was before I sold him.
Yes,
so this is really his last show.
It was actually recorded over a month ago, but I was saving it for this superhero week.
This is his last show as a Sci-Fi Christian host. In the Prime team, he's still in the network.
Yeah, he's in the network.
Yeah,
and you know, to be fair, we're like, you know, we've talked about doing some Power Ranger episodes coming up.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
If you don't want to hear it, that
no, that's no, 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 no.
If you don't
want to hear
it, if you don't want to hear it,
nobody
email
wants
me
to hear
at Matt at the South
Africa. Nobody likes Power Rangers. Like that's it was like, I liked it when I was seven. I mean, nobody wants to hear that episode.
I'm kind of interested to get his info on
it. Well, then sit down with him at McDonald's and talk about it.
I know, but why not just sit here and record
it? Because nobody wants to hear it.
Well, it's optional if they want to. Plus, we're trying to get to episode 200.
No, no, no. We got to remember our talk about oversaturation?
Yeah, but look, we've cut
this
way
back.
This
could be an immoral act on your part recording a Power
Listen,
Rangers
if the
episode.
Listeners don't want it, we won't do it. So, listeners, okay. It's up to you. Matt at thescifichristian.com.
You don't want it.
Email me if you don't want this.
I will be signing up for 100 different email addresses tonight to request the Power Rangers
episode. I want this episode because I'm interested to see what kind of info he has.
Well, again, you can have a private conversation.
Because sometimes for episodes, like he did the Scientology episode, he did some good research on that. And then sometimes, like the New 52 episode, he'll just come and sit here and then say things. So I'm interested to see how it goes. I'm curious.
I think it's a train wreck waiting to happen, but only thing I will say is that sometimes train wrecks involving our little buddy are entertaining.
Okay, get that ready for Daniel. Here we go.
Oh. A slew of casting news.
Here's Mr. Butcher.
Oh, boys. Boys, 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 boys. I got some news. Totally unconfirmed. I'm being totally reckless here. But every time I think about Guardians of the Galaxy, I feel pessimistic. Because I feel like any announcement movies are going to break down the Marvel Cinematic Universe and make so everyone hates it and be like, Ben, it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man. Especially since nobody knows who Guardians of the Galaxy even is. So, here we go. Big slew of casting news, unconfirmed, but I saw it today, and a semi-reputable source. Rocket Raccoon, played by David Tennant. All right, I'll just be quiet for a second.
That is interesting.
Go ahead, tell us how horrible it is.
No, that's good.
That makes me slightly more interesting.
Okay, here's the thing. Everything I've heard about Guardians of the Galaxy has made me scared.
Me too.
This is the first thing I've heard that actually makes me excited. So, I'm hoping this is real. Because this is a piece of good news that movie needs. So, if we want to keep everyone from feeling like bad about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I think we need this to happen. This must happen. Peace out later, bye.
That is the best Guardians of the Galaxy news I've heard so far.
Daniel is right.
Daniel is right.
Yeah.
That wow, good. Thank you, Daniel.
I told you it was a great podcaster. Look at that.
That's actually breaking news. I've read that nowhere.
I mean, neither.
If that's correct, Daniel, that will be like the biggest scoop we've ever.
That should give you some incentive to catch up on Doctor Who.
Me, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I'm for it.
I'm for it, too. Have you made it past episode 2 of Doctor Who, or are we still kind of hanging out there?
Still hanging out there. Yeah. I know I have to go back. Okay, get ready for this. It's forward or against the time. Here we go. Jessica Chastain, who was from 0 Dark 30, the redheaded girl.
I didn't see it.
All right. Well, she has been courted for Christopher Nolan's Interstellar.
Okay.
Forward or against it?
Forward. I trust Christopher Nolan.
And as you were saying earlier, Michael Caine has joined the cast.
Yeah.
His sixth Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
I'm totally for it. Christopher Nolan kind of looks at him like his dad at this point?
Do you think he's kind of like, Michael Caine's only got like 2 years left. I've got like 30 years left. I'm just going to put him in everything I can while I have a chance.
I bet they're just really good friends.
Do you think Michael Caine is going to die soon?
Well, relatively. I mean, he's like 80, isn't he?
Kelsey Grammer, known as being Frasier in Cheers and the TV show called Frasier, has been cast as, do you know this?
No.
The villain in Transformers 4.
Oh, my gosh. I'm against it.
Against it. This is not sci-fi news, but I sometimes like watching the Colbert Report. Do you like the Colbert Report?
Yeah, he's funny.
Do you also like the Daily Show?
I do not.
Yeah, there is a stark difference between the two. I don't like the Daily Show either, but I know a lot of fans do. And Jon Stewart, who has been the host of the Daily Show, is going to be leaving for a bit to go direct a movie.
Oh, that's good.
So guess who's taking his place?
I don't know.
John Oliver.
Who?
Who is one of the correspondents on The Daily Show and one of the actors from Community Season 1 and 2.
Oh, well, there you go.
Chronicle. You saw the movie or not?
Yeah, yeah, that was a great movie.
Okay, do you remember Michael B. Jordan from that movie? Do you know which? He's the friend, not the cousin or the...
Yeah,
okay. This is interesting news. He's being looked at as potentially playing the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four reboot.
For it?
I am against it.
What? That was a great movie.
Yeah, I thought Chronicle was okay, but I don't know. I thought the actor seemed nice, but here's the thing that's kind of weird. Okay, I don't want to be weird here. I don't want to offend people on the show.
Here we go.
But
Michael, this is not me saying something offensive. A sci-fi Christian first.
I know. Michael B. Jordan is African American.
Yes.
And Johnny Storm, who is the Human Torch, is white.
Yeah.
I'm not always against race changes, like Kingpin, for example, and Daredevil was great.
Yeah.
I didn't care at all that they changed the race of one of those characters in Thor. But even the Kingpin is kind of a minor character. I mean, he is a good villain, but not huge. Like, I look at the movies, and maybe I'm viewing this wrong, but I look at them as hopefully pointing people to the comics and like getting into that medium as well.
Yeah.
And you can't really do that with a movie if you make that drastic of a change. So to prove my point, in the Marvel movies, Nick Fury is African American, but that is true in the Ultimate Marvel Universe. But in the regular 616 universe, he's white. So you might know this: they actually added into the regular Marvel Universe a now black Nick Fury.
Yeah,
do you know about this?
I do, but here's the
difference. Wait. So there was a need to do that because they are pointing people to the comics, and so they want people to get to the comics and not be like, "Hey, who is this white guy? Nick Fury is supposed to look like Samuel L. Jackson." So they're just going to have to do the same thing. How are they going to do that with Fantastic Four? Okay, so that's my argument. And for the sake of the continuity between the books and the movies.
Yeah, I don't care about the Fantastic Four comics one bit. The other difference in my mind is that Nick Fury's kind of a historic character, right?
Yeah. He's
historically set in World War II, where it wouldn't make as much sense to have an African-American character because of the time frame and all that in such a prominent role. So it makes more it's more problematic given his historic status for him to change race, but for something like the Fantastic Four, where they're not really tied to any one time frame, I don't think people are going to care.
Okay, so with the comic books aside, this actor actually is pretty good.
Yeah,
and I liked him in Chronicle. So acting wise, he's a winner.
Let's go for it.
But I'm still going to be against it because of my previous argument.
Okay.
Next, Lily Collins, who was in the movie Mirror Mirror, I never saw, and a director named Burr Steers. You know this guy?
Nope.
They are set to revive the kind of dead Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies movie.
I don't think we need that movie.
Yeah, I'm against it.
Yeah. Especially after how horrible the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was.
And finally, Downton Abbey's Lily James. Do you know who she is in Downton Abbey?
No.
Am I saying it right? Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Some people pronounce it differently.
Do you know what character she plays? Mm-hmm. Does it say there?
Nope.
Nope.
Well, guess what she's going to do? She's going to be Cinderella in Kenneth Branagh's Cinderella.
Oh, well, okay.
For it or against it, Ben?
Oh, for it. I'll be optimistic.
I'll be for it as well. Go Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
I've never seen it yet.
You saw a little bit of it in Iron Man 3.
Correct.
Yeah, so that was quite something.
Well, Ben?
Last news of the day?
That was...
A slew of casting news.
Before we get to the last news of the day, I do have that quick Star Wars news.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
What?
John Williams is going to be composing the music for Star Wars Episode 7.
Yes!
For it or against it?
For it.
You didn't know this?
I knew it. I'm just excited about it.
Okay, good. You know, and I guess I should say, it's pretty sure. It's just a notch below confirmed.
Yeah.
So that's good. And other Star Wars news, Mark Hamill has talked about how the new trilogy really needs to have a good balance between CGI and practical effects. I think I understand what he's saying, but I feel like they're going to go overboard in CGI. Thoughts?
Probably, but he's right.
And finally, producer Brian Burke says that Star Wars Episode 7 will likely start filming early 2014.
Well, they better get the show on the road then. I mean,
yeah.
For a movie that big, that's not a lot of time.
I agree.
I'd rather that this won't happen because Marvel or Disney has proven with Marvel that they don't take their time for movies even when they need it and they're willing to rush stuff into production. But I would rather they take the time they need for this, which they're not going to do.
No.
Push the release date back to 2016.
That's what they did for Star Trek. Remember? It was originally supposed to come out last December, I think, and they pushed it to May because they wanted it to be good.
Right. Good. And but you look at, I mean, that's part of the problem with Iron Man.
That's
too.
A brave move if you think about it because they're risking. I mean, they're losing it, you know, 6 months of money, hoping that it will make up for it because of a better movie.
Right. But I think you can look at a few of the Marvel movies and see that as a contributing factor to why they've been subpar, especially Iron Man 2, I know, was very much rushed through and wasn't given the time it needed.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But I like the Marvel movies, but they don't give them enough time to come up with good stories because they basically are like, okay, you're coming out November 2015, so you have to be ready by then.
Yeah, they give them hard release dates, and
like we knew the release of Captain America like a month after it came out.
Right.
So I agree. Here we go.
Last news of the day.
Netflix and
Netflix and what?
Well,
the Dark Tower.
Dark Tower.
Do the Dark Tower piece first, and then I have a rant.
Well, basically, just that one of the head people at Netflix has been talking to Ron Howard. You know, Ron Howard is part of Arrested Development, so they kind of have a relationship there.
Yes.
And they're saying maybe we could help you produce the Dark Tower because we've been talking about this since early days of Sci-Fi Christian. It's been all over the place. This great idea for a Dark Tower TV show that would then go into a movie. But and then another season to kind of wrap up the full story.
Right.
And so it was kind of like just a grand idea. Could be epic storytelling, never done before, where they would have a movie in between two seasons of television. Well, except, I mean, not by design, because X-Files, had a movie, but that was never part of the original design.
Yeah.
So kind of a cool idea. If Netflix can make it happen, that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd be totally for it. Here's the other part of this story that came out with this whole interview or press conference or whatever it was. This Netflix guy was asked about Firefly, of course. And he gave his reason why Netflix will not bring Firefly back. And it is the dumbest reason you could possibly imagine. Did you read this part?
Yeah, I read it.
He claims that the reason they can't bring Firefly back is because only a small amount of people watched it in the first place, and the audience hasn't grown at all since the original TV run, and that is absolutely ridiculous.
A completely false. Like, yeah. You and I are proof positive that that's wrong.
Right. Now, there may be a whole bunch of reasons from a business standpoint where Netflix might make the right call in passing on Firefly. I'm not saying that it would necessarily be an amazing financial move for them. It might be, it might not be. But if this is the reason for saying it's not a good financial move, it's absolutely absurd. Firefly has grown steadily in its audience.
I totally agree, because their argument is with Arrested Development, it had a good following when it was on, and then the following grew afterwards. So that's why it makes money sense to put more money into another season. Yeah, I totally don't agree with it. There were some other shows they referenced too, I think. Babylon 5 was one.
Yeah.
Maybe Jericho. Like, it sounds like that Jericho thing is not happening like we thought it might. Yeah. It sounds like they're just trying to give out an excuse.
Right.
So people stop talking about it.
And ironically, Netflix is one of the main reasons why that excuse is so absurd for all these shows. I mean, the fact that we now have access to instant streaming of all seasons for all these old great shows means that there's a bunch of people who missed them in the first time around who are watching not only Firefly, but stuff like Babylon 5, you know, like Jericho, and are becoming loyal fans of the franchise, even years after it's done.
That's another thing he brought up, is that they can actually look and see what shows are getting the most streaming, like what's getting the most hits, basically. And so apparently Arrested Development was huge, but maybe Firefly wasn't as huge.
Well, yeah, but even there, it's, you know, I've never watched Firefly on Netflix. And I've watched the series a couple times. I own the Blu-ray. You just bought the Blu-ray.
Yep.
So it's really a ridiculous argument.
I agree. That is stupid.
All right. Noah, your time is now.
That was last news day. And now for Noah's email. So we promised last week that, well, actually 2 weeks, no, if Noah donates, we will read his entire six-page email. It's not actually 6 pages. I looked. I think I was a little wrong on that, but
it's long.
Well, let me give you an accurate assessment. I have it right here. It's 5 pages. It's 5 full pages.
Okay.
But here at the Sci-Fi Christian, we keep our promise. So let me just see. I think Noah actually...
He wrote except something. When we promised to do a show on the topic and never do it.
No, that's true. He said, trying to donate. I won't say how much. Having some difficulties. Okay, so then it worked. And so he said, I'm not sure how timely the donation will be in respect to when you guys are at court. Hopefully, I'll be able to get it to you in time. You didn't. That was last week. But we are going to read it for you right now. And actually, I know Ben's your favorite. You requested that Ben reads it. So, but he did send me a happy birthday message. So thanks for that, Noah.
Happy birthday.
So, Ben...
Here we go.
No. Don't forget. Remember, we have this.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Oh, he gets kind of a double dipper there.
It's a trap. Noah, thank you for your donation. And fans, if you want to donate, we'll donate.
If you want to take over the listener feedback segment, we sell it.
Yeah, and we'll also dedicate whole shows to you. So this is proof right here. Take it away, Ben.
Hey, guys. I've decided to grace the Sci-Fi Christian with my opinions and Ben's voice, since he reads my emails. I will respond to the discussions concerning myself, but more importantly, I'll be giving Ben an opportunity to comment or rant about anything I say. And come on, that's what we, the Sci-Fi Christian audience, pay to see. You got that right, Noah. The entire point of the show, Ben, if you could please play the Ben is Right song now, that would be great.
Oh, wait, new rule, when the Ben is Right song is played, no one can talk over it. That's what he asked.
Okay, so okay. Here we go.
Ben is right.
I am right.
Yeah, Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
I am right.
Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
All of you who have disagreed with me, get in line, because it's apology time.
That's beautiful, Ben.
That was beautiful.
I love that song. Okay, so go ahead.
I have... a rather long email. So I will preface each topic with a somewhat brief synopsis of it to make it easier to read. So we'll do his kind of introductories and then move on.
I like that.
Or maybe you could just read those if you decide not to read the topic. They preface on the show in case it adds needed clarity if you want to pick and choose which parts to read and respond to. No way, Noah. We are reading the whole thing.
Yes. Donations win you listener feedback. Fans, I want you to get that message. If you want us to talk about something you want us to talk about, pay us.
Introductory excuse making. Oh, how about this? Chapter 1.
Oh, can I do that?
Yeah.
Chapter 1, introductory excuse making.
I wrote a large section of this email before I heard episode 136. I don't remember what episode that was.
I'll do a little recon.
I was busy with school and didn't have time to catch up or respond until recently. So I had some stuff written in response to the episodes 127 or 129, and now I'm caught up and circumstances have changed a bit, rendering some of the things I was going to say somewhat obsolete. Chapter 2. Are you going to do it or should I? Okay. The Ben is Right clip is the best thing ever. I respond to the recent pony related insanity. Now this, I know what he's talking about. This is in reference to the story we had of the guy who was getting married to one of the My Little Pony.
Episode 136 was titled something about Batman and 1966 making a return.
Yeah.
And other news.
Okay. So yeah, this was the episode with the idiot who was going to marry a My Little Pony character and was just crazy. In episode 136, we witnessed the meridian of the Sci-Fi Christian with the debut of the most amazing sound clip to ever be crafted in the form of the Ben is Right song. It even beats out the new Ben Kenobi wow one sound clip by some, I suppose I could have just played the sound clip, some clip by some margin. The high point of the Sci-Fi Christian was immediately followed by possibly the most disturbing thing possible. And that was this article I was talking about. But first, I hearken back to when I first saw the article. I was playing some StarCraft II one night and checking websites in between games when I saw this news. First thoughts, what in the...
Oh, and then he does swear, but so we'll skip that.
Nothing wrong with that.
He says, sorry, Matt.
Second thought...
Shoot, these guys need Jesus.
Third thought... $5 says Ben catches wind of this somehow. This is going to make things annoying. And then over the course of the next 40 minutes, I proceeded to realize you can't let Protoss get a third or even a unharnessed second expansion. I lost that game.
I don't get that reference.
It's a StarCraft reference.
Okay.
But back to the topic at hand. It's kind of typical that you found the weirdest, creepiest news about the darkest, most disturbing part of the My Little Pony fandom. I'm sure we all know what Rule 34 is. No exceptions. Do you know what Rule 34 is, Matt?
No, I've never heard of that.
I should not explain it on the air. I will explain it to you off air.
It's that bad? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's probably not family appropriate.
Okay.
Except for the possible citation of Rule 35.
What's Rule 35?
I don't know.
Wow.
And given that bronies were forged in the fires of Slash B on 4chan, probably shouldn't read the name Slash B or 4chan on the show for
Why?
The safety of everybody.
What does that mean?
Well, some of that's like, you know, if you've ever been in Reddit subgroups, those get really terrifying. It's hardly surprising that part of the fandom sprung up or is as common as it is. So yeah, there's always going to be those kind of people in every fandom. Well, not every fandom. There's a larger portion of those types in the My Little Pony fandom than I am comfortable admitting. You got that right. I'm pretty sure there was an increase in their numbers since the lovely Lauren Faust, creator of the show, commented somewhere that she doesn't judge people for being into that sort of thing. I do! Nor does she hold it against bronies that those people exist. She's still cool with them and actually has some nice things to say about bronies. So basically, she's too nice for her own good. Nothing I can do but ignore that aspect of the fandom. I'm not going to stop being a brony just because there are some seriously messed up people out there. Your choice, Noah. Probably the only contradiction I have with what Ben said is when he commented, "This is what being a brony leads to," which is something I forcefully disagree with. Well, check back with me when you're 35, Noah, and have your own story about that up on the internet. I hope you don't end in that fate and recognize the perils of bronydom long before then. I'll make a comparison that, although somewhat pretentious, will hopefully get the metaphorical job done. You and I believe that certain things that Christianity stands for and holds true. I also believe in certain things bronies stand for and hold true, despite what certain individuals in either group might do that would directly contrast those beliefs. Well, here's the difference, Noah. You don't have a brony pope to help you sort it out. So take that.
Take
Protestants and bronies. Well, kill two birds with one stone
take
there.
Take that, bronies.
If someone were to say that the entire point and result of Christianity is sex scandals, heresy, stealing your money, and cults, I'm pretty sure you would disagree with them and tell them they are wrong. Yeah, your logic's flawed here, Noah, but I don't really feel like talking about bronies that much, so I'm gonna just read on. So why can't we all just be nice and pretend that, as far as my metaphor goes, the Rule 34 people of the brony fandom are the Mormons or messed up priests of the Jesus fandom? That's kind of what Christians are, right? Jesus' fans. Well,
technically followers.
Yeah. Everyone go make sure you like his Facebook page. Ugh, I feel like the fact that there are Jesus Facebook pages says something about fandom, but I want to hear what Ben has to say about it. Well, I think it's just absolutely ridiculous.
What, the Jesus Facebook page?
Yeah, I mean...
So you would never like Jesus on Facebook?
No! The fact that people go out there and make these dumb Facebook pages and then guilt trip people into liking them is just absurd.
Do you know what I did once? I took a picture with a guy who looked kind of like Jesus, and then in the picture later tagged him as Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
So if you're just seeing a picture of Jesus Christ,
go to your Facebook
page. Go to my Facebook page.
And I want to hear the Ben is Right song again. Well, I can accommodate that for you, Noah.
Ben is right.
I am right.
Yeah, Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
I am right.
Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
All of you who have disagreed with me, get in line, because it's apology time.
Hey, is that Yao? That is Obi-Wan, right?
No.
What is that?
That's part of the song.
Oh, really? I've always thought it was this.
Obi-Wan? No, it's not that.
Oh, so that's in the original track.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you email me the MP3, please? I can do that, Noah. I will endeavor to do so tonight. Anyway, before I leave this topic, I reject the comparison of Twilight and My Little Pony in any way. Just putting both things in the same sentence in Ben's April Fool's joke is pushing it. I will let this picture, and then he includes a picture that obviously no one can see, so I'm going to skip that paragraph. Mm-hmm. Chapter 4? Or 3?
Information dump about animations.
Are we on? What chapter are we on?
No idea. I'll just read the headings.
Okay, I'm going to say it's chapter 4. Okay. A quick note for Matt. You don't have to do a My Little Pony episode in exchange for anything, especially in light of recent news, so if you ever felt obliged to, don't. You originally said if I made decent animations for you guys, you would strongly consider it, but I'm planning on making the animations when I have free time, i.e. not now or soon, regardless of whether or not you agree to do anything. If you guys are going to watch the Brony documentary, that's awesome, maybe you could live blog it. No, I could not get through the trailer. That's how weird that documentary was. So no, that won't be happening. I don't know how long it is. I do. Too long. I haven't seen it myself because it costs money or something like that. I haven't looked into it. Matt, since you mentioned you might do a Brony episode next, I'm trying to squeeze all I have to say into one email before this next Monday.
Sorry, Noah.
Well, a few Mondays behind. Anyway, back to animation information dump. If you guys really like the animations I eventually create, I could make them and send them to you to post on the Sci-Fi Christian YouTube channel if you want.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I plan to make a few and then send them to you guys to see what you think. But all that isn't at all relevant right now, nor will it be for some time to come. Well, summer vacation's coming up, Noah. What else do you have to do?
Yeah, come on, Noah. Don't let us down.
You can do it.
Be a real fan.
Noah. I lost my place. Yes, we better start over.
Start over.
As I believe I've mentioned before, the only thing I've done towards the completion of these animations is collect timestamps. Somewhere around 200, I think. Holy crap. Ben's harsh anti-My Little Pony stance has moved me to trash the idea of drawing pony versions of the both of you, thank God, and making the animations with those, despite how amusing that would be. The idea was suggested by one of my sisters, and she already drew a good cartoon, Ben, anyway, so I'll either use that or make my own. Okay, where is that?
Yeah. Wait a second.
I desperately need to see this.
Why is our cartoon Ben but not a cartoon Matt? Come on.
I'll ask her to draw a cartoon Matt too and send you guys pictures.
Well, we haven't seen anything, and I'm totally disappointed.
Yeah, well,
we're a team.
I need to see cartoon Ben, like really bad.
Which sister?
I'm dead serious here, Noah. Please email me cartoon Ben as soon as you hear this.
One of his sisters is Ace. I wonder if it's Ace.
I don't know which one it is, but yeah, give her credit. But
what about Palindrome?
Don't wait for cartoon Matt. I need to see cartoon Ben, and I need to see it the second these sound waves hit your ears. So you should be on your email right now, Noah.
Chapter 5. Important funny stuff about me possibly being a writer for you guys, although by the end of this email, might have shot myself in the foot as far as my chances go. We'll see.
Well, this is a well-written email. It's long. In regards to Ben thinking of offering me a position as a writer for the Sci-Fi Christian, wow, I am happily surprised and honored at the prospect. Well, I think we offered to let you audition, Noah. So let's just be technical here.
Slow down there.
Yeah, slow down there, Spark. No, but you're pretty awesome. But yeah, that's if you are seriously interested, email us an audition piece, and we'll send that to our head writers.
Ben. Yeah. At the SciFiChristian.com.
And I will send it to our head writers, who will get back to you, because Matt and I don't do anything with that, because we don't want to take the time.
Wow.
That's the hard truth, isn't it?
The podcasting does take a lot of time by itself.
Yeah. We handle the podcast and Matt...
Max and Mike.
Max and Mike, who are
and Sarah.
Awesome, and Brandon.
Yeah.
Well, they handle...
We have a good team.
Yeah, they are our writing team. They are awesome, and they would no doubt be happy to let you on board... if you send them an audition, Noah. So send it to me and I will get it to the appropriate people. That's it. Pretty much all I have to say in that nature. I'm no Doug from Atlanta when it comes to acceptance speeches. I'd be happy to accept a writing position for the Sci-Fi Christian if it were offered to me, under whatever conditions you both deem necessary. And here I was thinking the only way I'd be able to put anything up on your website is if I hacked it. Sigh. Ah, well. I suppose I could always go... DDoS, my church's online cafe chat room, but it just wouldn't feel the same. Just kidding. I wouldn't hack you guys. Well, not unless it was really funny or something. Like if I turned your website into a Kobe dedication page that repeatedly played a sound clip of Ben singing a Sci-Fi Christian parody of Baby Come Back, changing the lyrics to Kobe Come Back. That's pretty prophetic considering I hadn't sold Kobe at the time this all happened. I have to say that this has been one of the more horrifying ideas I have ever had. Moving on.
Chapter 6. Boring stuff. Basically, I don't know exactly what would be classified as sci-fi things I would be allowed to post.
I should note that I'm not as knowledgeable sci-fi movie or TV show news as I am a gamer. Well, that's okay. We don't have a lot of gaming news, so that'd be good. And, Noah, what do you think of the Bioshock series? I'm on Bioshock Infinite now and loving it, so you can let me know your thoughts.
This is an extremely interactive most people are just listening. They can't talk back.
I know. I know. He can email me, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. And that medium is where many of my science fiction-based interests reside. Most of the stuff I'd post would be about video games, I'm sure. Like StarCraft II. Love it. Great game, great story, good sci-fi. Heart of the Swarm, the new DLC for StarCraft II, came out this past March 12th of 2013. I know. I have it. This is something that's been on my radar for a while now, but I haven't heard you guys talk about, presumably because you don't cover video games that much. There's a lot of video game news out there, not all of it sci-fi, though. Since most video games are either fantasy or sci-fi, most of the stuff I care about as far as video games go fit under the genre fiction umbrella, as does some of the stuff on the Sci-Fi Christian, so I'm not entirely sure where all the boundaries are. For example, the famous Half-Life series, my favorite first-person shooter series, that's me, not Noah, by Valve, has confirmed that there will be a Half-Life 3, but they are just now making its game engine. I've also heard it's going to be a more open-world game to some degree. That's a sci-fi game, and thusly, the news about its development is sci-fi news. Right. No, feel free to pass along to me a video game news for the show, because I would gladly incorporate that into our news episodes. But I don't know if something like Elder Scrolls Online is something that counts as sci-fi news. I guess I'd talk about it because that it interests me. Ugh. But that would make me kind of like Matt Anderson's lost actor follow-up of the Sci-Fi Christian writers.
Come on. We never did that. That's a good idea, though. We need to bring that back.
Oh, well, I think it's safe to say I'm an expert now.
Chapter 7?
The last chapter.
Funny stuff about My Little Pony that I didn't want to bring up when I was talking about the proposition of writing for you guys so as not to connect the two aspects of myself in Ben's mind, but I couldn't find another place in the email to put it. Not that there is anywhere else to put it anymore. I got rid of the obsolete information.
Was an extended edition of this?
I got rid of the obsolete information on the email. Whatever. There's so much pony stuff in this email already anyway.
Okay, guys, we're in the home stretch. Everyone stay with me here. If given a writing position, I wouldn't post ponies. Thank God. The only reason I continue to bring up the show now or in the future is because I find Ben's reactions thoroughly entertaining, and the way Matt slightly contrasts just adds to the amusement. I'll make bronies out of you lot yet. No, you won't. Nah, not really. Glad you agree. As I'm sure Ben has just adamantly refused it in any form. Wow, he is a prophet. Sigh, if only you didn't know about the creepers in the fandom. Well, we do, and we're not going to have anything to do with them. My experience was shock and disgust when I found out after about 6 months of being a brony, and thusly, I didn't have knowledge of that aspect of bronies to push me away from becoming one in the beginning. I'm guessing the only way Ben will watch it is if he loses a bet or something, or if I win that contest. Because one of the conditions of the contest was you could not choose My Little Pony to have me watch. Except, oh, Ben forbade me from selecting My Little Pony. Jerk. Trying to think of what it would take to get Ben to watch the show. What if a Green Bay Packers fan cult holds him and his family at gunpoint, threatening to adorn them in Packers uniforms, a fate worse than death? That's true, if he doesn't watch the show. Probably not. Yeah, we'd probably just have to endure that one. The only problem is that without getting into a long, complex debate about quality of story and characters with Ben, I can't think of anything else to say at the moment about ponies except some phrases that get thrown around a lot, like quality story or television programming knows no age limit or gender boundary except when it's aimed at 4-year-old girls. Or other lame crap like that. And Ben is always going to think of that one weirdo or the group of weirdos and directly associate them with the show or bronies. The show does promote a theme of love and tolerance, much like the Bible. I wonder what other inspirational biblical comparisons could be drawn. We'll never know, because we're not going there. The thought of Ben's deadpan expression is amusing to me and the motivation behind much of what I say. Ah, well, whatever. Bye. Can we close out the email with the Ben is Right song? Absolutely we can. We made it, everyone. Congratulations.
Ben is right.
I am right.
Yeah, Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
I am right.
Ben is right.
Ben is right.
You are right.
All of you who have disagreed with me, get in line, because it's apology time.
Well, Ben.
Hit the outro.
Yeah, this is over.
Thank you for your donation, Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
And your email. I love hearing from you.
That was great. Fans, if you want that, just... send us money
no
and send
but
us
an
Noah
email. Is listening right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Noah.
That's all from here.
It's your own private show at this point.
At the end of this episode, if anyone's still listening, we're going to play that commercial I talked about with the upcoming Podcasters Assemble information.
All right.
But for now, I'm Matt Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono.
We are the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off.
Wow!
And there came a day unlike any other, when Earth's geekiest podcasters found themselves united for a common theme, to take on topics no individual geek Christian podcast could withstand. Heed the call, then, for now, Podcasters Assemble!
Featuring Are You Just Watching? Movie, book, and TV show reviews with critical thinking for Christians. AreYouJustWatching.com. Faith, Hope, and Nerds. Being creative and being a Christian. FaithHopeAndNerds.com. Game Store Profits. Where geek culture and God culture collide. GameStoreProfits.com. Geek This Podcast. Geek culture without the pocket protector. GeekThisPodcast.com. Geekily Yoked. The world's best married Christian geek podcast. GeekilyYoked.com. Holy Worlds Podcast. Encouraging the effective use of niche media genres for the glory of God. HolyWorlds.posterous.com. The Sci-Fi Christian. Bringing you theology at warp speed. TheSciFiChristian.com. Storymen. The intersection of pop culture, theology, and history. Storymen.us. Strangers and Aliens. Exploring faith and imagination. StrangersandAliens.com.
Issue 1, Superheroes.